You are now listening to the sexy swinging sounds of CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby Mountain. How's that feel, huh? Diverse? Independent? Well, it's yours. It's yours, baby. Check us out on SoundCloud or cgsf.ca. Mountain FM.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. We have so many big voices to celebrate in this episode of Girly So Groovy. That's what Girly So Groovy is all about, though. Celebrating voices that just need to be heard, voices that demand to be heard, voices that should be heard. And the fact that you tune in every week for this 2-hour mixtape, I can't say thank you enough. In the first hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Sinead O'Connor, music coming up from Kate Bush, Dead Can Dance, Tegan and Sarah, music from Misha and the Spanx. And I was trying to think about how do we kick off this week's episode of Girly So Groovy, and I went back to that idea of big voices, and I thought, let's start right there. Florence and the Machine here on Girly So Groovy.
I couldn't help it, yes, I let it get in. The helpless optimism of spring. Worn out and tired, and my heart never tired, and the world bent double from weeping, and yet the birds begin to sing. Oh,
celebrating voice is just so big that they have to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from now British-based but American-born and raised indie folk singer-songwriter Jessica Hoop. The song is called Feast of the Heart. That's from her album Hunting My Dress, released back in 2010. Fun fact, Girly So Groovy trivia time, that album, Hunting My Dress from Jessica Hoop, was actually our number one Girly So Grooviest album back in 2010. So if you are looking for some great music, that is definitely tested and approved by me, your Girly So Groovy host. In the middle, it is iconic Irish Sinead O'Connor teaming up with British electronic musician and producer Bomb the Bass. The song is called Empire. That is from Bomb the Bass's 1995 album, Clear. It can also be found on the Sinead O'Connor compilation duets album, Collaborations. We kicked off the entire 2 hours with new music from Florence and the Machine. From her newest album, Dance Fever, we heard the song Daffodil. And I have got to tell you, when we saw, my husband and I went to go see Florence and the Machine at the end of the summer when she was touring through our area, when she performed Daffodil, there was some amazing hairography going on. She knew how to whip that hair back and forth to that song. All right, let's keep things going right now. It is new music from Cat Clyde, a fabulous Stratford, Ontario indie folk singer-songwriter. Cat Clyde brings a really fun sensibility to the folk music that she makes. In fact, when I listen to her album, it gets me thinking of other musicians that do the same. And one band that I started thinking about, a band that doesn't make its way onto Girly So Groovy all that often, and sadly I feel like it's fading its way into the oblivion, it is 1990s Richmond, Virginia folk rock duo September 67. They are a band, I believe, that just released one album. It is a great album. It is a fun way to kind of celebrate folk music. So before we get to Cat Clyde, let's go back and reminisce with September 67 right now here on Girly So Groovy.
To Barbersville, the ruins are there upon the hill. Hold still for Jefferson, his ghost is there, his ghost is one. My heart, his ghost, this green-eyed boy took my horseshoe like a toy. I say, hold still for liberty, but you cannot hold on to me. Pony's hooves pounding like the good Lord's gavel.
It's not far to go. It's not far at all. It's not far to go. You're not far at all. Who's out that water so cold? There's not much said that I don't know. The difference between frozen hands and feet. You come right out and you ask me. Nobody ever asked me. Only you come and ask me. In a pool out back, water to my chest. Towel lying in the grass. It looks a lot worse than it seems. But you know, baby, that's just me. Maybe, baby, that's just me. Maybe, baby, that's just me. Far away, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, you can stop the world for a moment. In the middle of goodbye, you stop it. I say, hi, 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 is it alright? Is it alright if I, hi, hi, is it alright? Is it alright if I, hi, hi, is it alright? Is it alright if I, hi, hi, is it alright? Is it alright? What's up, that water so cold? There's not much said that I don't know. The between frozen hands and feet, you come right out and ask me.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from twin sister sensations, Tegan and Sarah. I know we've been featuring quite a bit from their latest album, Cry Baby, but I couldn't help and reach back to their early career defining sophomore album, This Business of Art. My husband and I are right now watching the Tegan and Sarah TV show, High School. It's the television program based on Tegan and Sarah's memoir, High School. And it really kind of makes me long for those early days of the duo. They were one of the very first bands way back in my early days of being a wannabe music journalist that I had an opportunity to interview Tegan and Sarah. And that, again, was probably over 20 years ago when I think about it. But it's just really fun because Tegan and Sarah and I are around the same age. So the idea of their high school experience is in many ways relevant to even teenagers today. But knowing that both Tegan and Sarah and I were high schoolers in the 90s, there is a really great fun that comes into the show. The pacing is a bit slow, I find, but if you are a fan of 90s music, the soundtrack is out of this world. I feel like every couple minutes there is a song that comes on the show and I go, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that song. So again, if you haven't seen it yet, it's well worth checking out. Tegan and Sarah's High School. And if you haven't read the memoir, it is also great. They have since released a graphic novel for young audiences called Junior High, which is available now as well. And they're actually doing a book tour for that. Before Tegan and Sarah, it is music from Stratford, Ontario, indie folk artist Kat Clyde. Her brand new album is called Down Rounder. We heard the song Papa Took My Totems, and we kicked off the set with music from Richmond, Virginia, indie folk rock duo September 67. Their one and only album is called Lucky Shoe. It was released in 1995. The band What am I saying? No, the band in some ways have disbanded since then, but they have given us such a beautiful album, Lucky Shoe. We heard the title track, Lucky Shoe, from September 67. That was one of those albums. You might, I don't know, have you ever had this happen? You find somebody, you have a crush on them, they introduce you to new music, and, you know, years later, you still love the album, but you don't necessarily even know where that person is anymore. Such was the case for me. I had a crush on this guy in university. He introduced me to the band, fell in love with the band more than I did the guy. And sometimes I'm curious, though, where did that guy go? I'm happily married, but sometimes I wonder, where did that guy go? How did this become my diary? I guess it's, I don't know, maybe Tegan and Sarah with their diary memoir, high school, got me thinking just about things. Anyways, I need to shut up here and we need to get into some music. Coming up in the next half hour of Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Brianna Barbara, Misha and the Spanx, music coming up from Dead Can Dance, Kate Bush on the way. But up next, it is a album that caught my ear more than I thought it would. Gweno, the Welsh singer and